Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about the idea of Shiraim, the leftover blood. And the main discussion of the Daf is there an opinion that holds Shiraim Me'akvim, that you must do Shiraim? The Gemara throughout the Daf goes on that most agree that Shiraim ain't Me'akvim, that the leftover blood is not Me'akvim, you don't have to do it. If you didn't do it, the korban is still kosher. But there may be one or two mandamar in the hold that Shiraim is me'akif. To understand a little better the depth of what Shiraim is all about, and why really most mandamarim hold that it's not me'akif, let's be me'ayin with the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz, how he explains the idea of Shiraim. So we'll start what he says in Parshas Vayikra, in Ois Aleph. What's the idea of all the korbanos? So he explains that the korbanos, the nefesh of the korbanos, they belong to something very high. The behemo comes for the pnei hashor of the merkava, and the oif comes from the pnei hanesha, which is in the merkava. The different dmuyos that we have in the merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to say that that's the idea. A person does smicha on his korban. He leans on the korban, he puts all his power into the korban. And then he takes the blood of the korban and throws it on the mizbeach. By that, he is yearning and screaming and wanting to get close to the source of where the animal comes from. Meaning, connect me to the merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get close to the elyonim through the nefesh of this behemo, to the blood of this bird. And then he goes on, he mentions what his father, what the Ishbitz of the Me'ah Shiloyach writes, what we mentioned in earlier shiurim, the difference between the oil and the chatos. Why a chatos, the blood, is in the top part of the mizbeach, but the oil is in the bottom? Because a chatos comes from someone who did a chait, and his yearning is stronger, so his blood belongs higher. He has more connection to above because he's missing something. The tzeoka shebelev, his screaming yearning, belongs to a higher place. So the more the yearning is, like korban chatos, the higher plus a person is able to reach, that's the blood is higher on the mizbeach. So says the Beis Yaakov in Parshas Vayigash Oistes. He says Agavuch. He speaks about something else, but he says when a person brings a korban, so the blood is his yearning to get to above, but the shiraim, the leftover, they go to the yisoid the mizbeach. What does that mean? What is that? What's the remez over there? The remez is that the oritz, the land, helps the Adam to scream up. As it says in the Pasuk, V'la oritz lo yichuper l'dam ha-shashuvach bo, ki im adam shavchoy. So the oritz also needs, so to speak, it joins the kapar of the Adam. It says, that's what the Pasuk says, V'la oritz lo yilom ha-medes, that it gives kvias the Adam in ma'is avoidosoy. Meaning when a person does avoido, he needs the land to join with him. So he puts the blood on the mizbeach, it's his yearning, and he puts a little blood on the Adama for the Adama to scream with him, so to speak. And he sends to what he writes later in Parshas Vayigash regarding Egla Harufo. The Egla Harufo is a Nachal Eson, that part of the scream, when you have someone who died, who was killed, who was murdered, is the Adama who was never worked on, who's going to scream about this person who died too early. And he adds, that's why you put the Shiraim on the Yesoit. Because the Yisoy means it's sticking out from the ground one amo. It's not on the ground. It's screaming out. The Adam is participating in the scream of the Adam. And we add to this with the Shem Shmuel, says in Parashat Tzav, Tafrishai, and Gimel, and in a few other places. He speaks there about the mincha. The mincha by the flower, a mincha of a kohen is oile kolil, goes completely down the mizbeach, while when a Yisrael brings a mincha, so only a koimetz, only a piece goes on the mizbeach, and then there's a shirayim for the koyanim. So he explains over there that the koimetz is connected to the neshama, and the shirayim is connected to guf. So therefore, by Yisrael, the neshama is what goes on the mizbeach, but the shirayim, the guf, stays down here because the guf doesn't belong to such kedusha. But when you speak about a mincha of a koyin, even his body is so kaddish, even the shirayim go on the mizbeach, that's explained by mincha. If you come and apply it here in korbanos, you can say the same idea, that you have the blood that goes on the mizbeach. What goes on the mizbeach is riko, that's connected to the neshama. The shiraim is connected to the guf. The same when a person dies, so the neshama goes up to shemaim and the guf goes down to the aretz. And then the process of kapara happens. The goof down here decomposes, and that's part of the kapara of the Adam. And the neshama goes in Shemaim and has to do the kapara over there. And then they can come back and be reborn. That happens in every single carbon. The zrika goes up to above, screaming above, and does tikkun up in the elyonim. But there is the shirayim that go down the bottom, and you have the aretz that participates in it, as the Beis Yaakov says. And that's the avodah of shirayim. And that may be the reason why the shirayim is ein me'akev. Because the main part is the neshama, for the neshama to go up, for the neshama to be misakin. The guf is just joining mimele. If you didn't do the avodah of the guf, it'd still be misakin through the ikar avodah that happens by the neshama. By the part that goes up to the top part of the mizbeach. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shirayim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.